That's quite a tall order, given our economy, the liquidity crunch that we have, the depressed business activities, you know, and the fact that the money that we also have within our circulating within our system is short-term funds or hot money, which comes in today and tomorrow it's gone. So there is that big challenge, obviously. Okay, now depending on the capital base and also the customer base of a given financial institution, it will be difficult for some of these small, you know, banks to be able to raise that within the time frame that are required. And this is why they are actually being encouraged to merge, you know, as banks with others. Or to be, if they can't merge, they have to find, okay, other partners who come in with equity to fund it. So there is that, yes, challenge, you know, that is other financial institutions, especially the small ones, are facing in order to be able to meet the, you know, the capital requirements.
Looking at the size of our population and our economy, would you say Zimbabwe is overbanked?
I know other people feel that way, but I don't think so. Because if you look at the present moment, that even in terms of bankability, you know, 60% of our population is still not banked.